It takes the written word and the living word to hear heaven open up.
Dr. Tony Evans says one without the other leaves us in darkness.
You got to come to the light if you want to experience daytime in your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Reading the Bible is one of the most basic disciplines of the Christian life. But today, Dr. Evans will teach us the difference between just reading the book and experiencing the Word of God. Let's join him as he explains.
I was asked to go to our Capitol to give the invocation for the swearing-in of our new governor and lieutenant governor. I was told that I was to go into the rotunda of the Capitol where they handed me a program. It was a written document of how the order of things was to flow. They had handed everyone a program who was in the rotunda because they were going to be on the platform. But there were thousands of people who had gathered on the lawn also to watch the event. They too had a written record of the flow of the program and this special, special event. However, I had a unique privilege because I had a unique vantage point, because being on the program, I was on the platform, and as the platform guest all congregated there in the rotunda of the Capitol, out came the governor-elect and the lieutenant governor-elect, and they came over and carried on a conversation with me. They talked with me, and I talked with them prior to the program beginning. Now, I had a program, and the program was a written designation of all the events and all the personalities. The thousands of folks on the lawn had a program with the same information that I had. But what they didn't get on the lawn that I got in the rotunda was personal conversation with the dignitaries. What had been written in the program became a living experience with the persons. Whereas for the thousands of people who had gathered on the lawn, what was written in the program never got to be a personal interaction with the dignitaries, because they were not part of this inner circle of folks on the program. Everyone in here who is a serious Christian has a Bible. You've got a program. You've got either a Bible, or you've got the scripture written on your program, or you've got some smartphone or some technical device that I'm pretty sure you're going to pull up the scripture today, since there's no football game for you to pull up. And you've got the program. You've got the word that's been written out. However, not everybody who has what is written has had the experience of a personal encounter with the dignitary. It is possible to have a Bible, the written word, and no experience of it operating in your life. In other words, you're on the lawn watching the program. You're not in the rotunda experiencing the interaction. Today, I want to talk with you about experiencing God's word first. We've been talking about first, that God demands to be first, to be loved first, followed first. He demands to be first in your planning and your consideration, and there are a number of other firsts to come. He wants to cut in line and no longer wants to be put off. And where you position him will greatly affect the experience you have with him. He's given you a program called the Bible, which is half of the equation. Stay with me here. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, "For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father. Such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Let's pause right there. The Apostle Peter is recounting an experience that he had had with Jesus on the mountain. It was called the Mount of Transfiguration. You can read all about it in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 8, because that summarizes this great event that he's speaking of here. Jesus had invited Peter, James, and John, the inner circle, to meet him on this mountain. So the three of them went up on the mountain. While they were standing there with Jesus, two other figures appeared, Moses and Elijah. So let me talk about those two. Moses gave the law. Elijah was a prophet. The law and the prophets are used to speak of the Old Testament. So when Jesus wanted to talk, or the New Testament talked about the Old Testament, it would often say what the law of the prophets said. So God recalls them up to meet with Peter, James, and John. Well, they're apostles who are writing the New Testament. So you've got Moses and the prophets and the New Testament apostles all converging on the mountain of transfiguration. Let's say it another way. You got the Old Testament meeting the New Testament. That's called the Bible. And they have gathered around Jesus Christ. Well, you know, our friend Peter loved to wear peppermint socks the way he kept his foot in his mouth. And on this occasion, he says, well, why don't we build three tabernacles? We can build one for Moses. We can build one for Elijah. We can build one for us. And then heaven opened up. The Bible says, and the glory of Jesus Christ broke through. And he began to shine like the sun. And heaven opened up, and a voice came from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. And then when Peter opened up his eyes, all he saw was Jesus. That's the backdrop of what Peter's talking about, of the event that happened to him. When the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, met the New Testament, Peter, James, and John, around the person of Jesus Christ, heaven opened up. And when heaven opened up, they heard the voice of God. In other words, when the Bible came together and Jesus was the centerpiece, God was talking. When you have a Bible but no Jesus, heaven is going to stay closed. When you have Jesus and no Bible, heaven is going to stay closed. Because it takes the written word and the living word to hear heaven open up. You've got to take what God has written and who Jesus is in order to hear from God. The problem is that I want that experience. I don't just want Peter to have that experience. I don't just want Peter to tell me about his experience. I want a mountain experience of my own. So now Peter, he's going to take you and me from his personal experience to telling you and me how we can have our own. How we can go up to our own private mountain and have our own private experience similar to the one he had when he physically experienced it. In verse 19 he says, so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart. He says, when we saw Jesus' glory, he blew our minds, and we want him to blow your mind too as he rises in your heart. What's supposed to rise in your heart? He says the day star. Well, what's the day star? That's the sun. You know, you woke up this morning and the sun was coming up. The sun is the day star. It tells you it's daytime, the sun. It is the light that dispels the darkness. Jesus is called in the Bible the Son of Righteousness. Revelation 22, 16, he is called the bright and morning day star. So when he says day star, he's talking about Jesus Christ. And he's talking about you seeing Jesus Christ in the glory, like you see the glory of the sun in the morning. And he says this day star, Jesus Christ, he wants to rise, and he wants to rise inside of you. So you don't get to see the physical Jesus till you go to heaven. But you get to experience Jesus spiritually right now as you get your own private sunrise. So the question is, how can I have my own private mountain? How can I get to this mountaintop experience that made him so excited? He says in verse 19 that this word, referring to scripture, you'll see that in a moment, is made more sure. He says, you heard what I experienced, but you want something for you so that you can be sure that you've experienced what we've experienced. He says, what I'm getting ready to tell you will be even more sure than what we had. And we had it physically. But the word I'm getting ready to tell you is more sure than if you were physically transported by a time machine back to the first century and were able to see Jesus physically. So whatever this is, it must be a beast. Because he says it's more sure. It carries with it an even greater manifestation of Christ because it's something that happens inside of you. And you know, when something happens inside you and you know that you know it happened, it doesn't matter what anybody tells you then. It doesn't matter what everybody else says. See, the reason why we're so messed up is because nothing has happened on the inside, so we're controlled by what everything else is happening on the outside.
Dr. Evans will tell us more about how to overcome the darkness in our lives when he continues this message from his current series, First, Returning God to His Rightful Place. It's called First because it deals with the first of Jesus' two great commandments, to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love others as yourself. In these 7 full-length messages, you'll learn how to recapture your enthusiasm for your faith, how to make God's priorities your priorities, how to communicate with your Heavenly Father, and how you can go beyond just studying God's Word to experiencing it. Request it right away, and we'll send you all 7 CDs in this brand new collection as our gift when you help support Tony's work here on the air and around the world with a contribution of whatever amount God leads you to give, large or small. The title again, First, Returning God to His Rightful Place. Just visit us at TonyEvans.org to get the details and make the arrangements before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message after this.
You know you have the gift of teaching, maybe even preaching. But you think, no, I could never serve that way. I'm no theologian. I don't know enough. Well, it's time to get equipped for your calling with the help of the Tony Evans Training Center. It's got online courses covering key concepts of the faith like prayer, evangelism, and spiritual warfare, and in-depth studies of books like James. The material is challenging, but Tony has recorded exclusive content to help you through it, and the online format lets you work at your own pace. And when questions come up, there's an online forum where you can get detailed answers. Whether you're preparing for ministry or just want to deepen your understanding of God's Word, the Tony Evans Training Center is the resource you need. A world of discovery. Anytime, anywhere.
Notice the context of this manifestation. He says, until the day star or the lamp is shining in a dark place. Now, the dark place is the world. The dark place is the society in which you and I live, which is like night. It's full of evil, unrighteousness. It's dark. But in the middle of your dark life, your dark circumstances, your dark situation, and the dark world in which you live, God says there is a lamp. Verse 19, a light that wants to break forth inside the darkness. So I don't care what's got you dark right now or the environment of darkness you live. He says, if this light ever comes on inside of you, the darkness will no longer control you. See, if you're committed tonight, then you don't get to see day. Or you could be at home at 12 o'clock noon, close all your shades, close all your blinds, turn off all the lights, and be in darkness even though the light shines. One of the reasons why Christ doesn't feel comfortable showing up and showing off in our lives is that we're more committed to the darkness than our desire for the light. You say, but how do you know I'm more committed to the darkness? Because the darkness is where we go for our answers. The Bible calls it human wisdom, man's perspective. When you go to the darkness, you leave the light, and the light won't chase you. You've got to come to the light if you want to experience daytime in your life. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 21 says this. Be quick to hear. Quick to hear what? God's point of view. Slow to speak. Slow to speak what? Man's point of view. We flip it. We're quick to hear man's point of view, slow to hear God's point of view, and then wonder why it's not working. Because we do not take heed to pay attention to God's point of view. Once you get God's point of view through the word and then pursue a relationship, the meal, with the person of Christ, the living word then will intersect with the written word so that you have an experience with the word and not merely knowledge of the word. Did you know you can learn the Bible and be in darkness? You can memorize scripture and it not work because the scripture didn't lead you to the relationship. So what am I saying? I'm saying two things must happen for you to see heaven open and see the day star, Jesus Christ, become alive inside of you. You must start with what he has written, the written word, but then you must pursue a relationship, the living word. And when you get what Peter got, the written word tied to the living word, heaven begins to open and you begin to experience the word in your daily life. So now, he says in verse 20, but know this first. Did you see the word first? But know this first. Know this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture, he's talking about the Bible, is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. No scripture came from the will of man. They weren't looking to be Bible writers. But the Holy Spirit came on them and moved them to write. It's called inspiration. He says the Holy Spirit, like wind, blew on the authors of Scripture so they went where he was going. In other words, they wrote down what he wanted written down. They didn't come up with their own thoughts, their own ideas, but they wrote as he blew. So as the breath of God blew, they wrote scripture using their own style, their own personalities. They were blown along. Now here's the argument you're going to get. We've all heard it. Well, I don't know if I can believe the whole Bible because it was written by man. You heard that one? It's written by men, and men are sinful, men are not perfect. So I don't know why I can believe a book written by a man. Okay, so first of all, it wasn't written by man because man wanted to write it. It was written by man because the Holy Spirit wanted it written. Okay, but watch this. A woman gave birth to Jesus Christ. A woman born in sin, like every other person who's born in sin with the Adamic nature, a woman gave birth. Yet Jesus Christ was sinless. So how could a sinful woman give birth to a sinless child? The Bible says that her egg was fertilized by the seed of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's seed, apart from a man, entered the egg of a teenage girl named Mary. And watch this. And the Holy Spirit covered the conception, the birth, and the life of this child in order to keep sin out while keeping humanity in. In other words, the reason why Jesus was sinless is that the Holy Spirit was involved in the conception. So the Holy Spirit had the power to keep sin away, which is why we have a sinless Savior. Well, watch this. What the Holy Spirit did for the living word, he did for the written word. Even though there were sinful men writing, since the Holy Spirit was the one controlling what was written, he kept sin away from the written word like he kept it away from the living word. So both words are perfect. So anyone who doubts the authenticity and inerrancy of Scripture rejects automatically the perfection of Jesus Christ. You can't have a perfect Jesus and an imperfect Bible. If you've got an imperfect Jesus, you have an imperfect Bible. But if you've got a perfect Jesus by the Holy Spirit, you got a perfect Bible by the same Spirit, because he kept sin away.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to tell us about a young man who literally underestimated the value of his Bible. First, if you've never experienced the transforming power of God's Word for yourself, that can change for you today. The Bible teaches that every one of us has fallen short of God's perfect standard. In other words, we've sinned, and that our only hope of heaven is trusting that Jesus' death paid the price to make it right. Learn more about how this truth can rewrite your future. Visit TonyEvans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. While you're there, don't miss out on our Summer Fun giveaway. For the next few days, we're offering a free copy of Tony's popular book, Prayers for Victory in Marriage. It'll do more than teach you what to pray. It'll show you how to connect with the power you need to solve the problems and heal the hurts that break families apart. Again, it's free, but only while our limited supply lasts. Also, be sure to request Tony's current seven-lesson series called First, Returning God to His Rightful Place. Remember, it's available on CD as our gift when you support the Ministry of the Alternative with a contribution of any size, our way of saying thanks for your faithful support that takes Tony's teaching across the country and around the world. Reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. It's open 24/7 for your convenience. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or make the arrangements online at TonyEvans.org, where you can check out our huge catalog of books, Bible studies, CDs, DVDs, and more. You can also sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional and find out how you can read through the Bible with him on social media. This week, we're looking together at John chapter 17. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. When you feel sick, one of the first things to do is check your temperature. Well, on Monday, Dr. Evans will tell us how to take our spiritual temperature as he talks about one of the key indicators of a healthy faith. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up our program with a story about the hidden value of God's Word.
A lady's son got locked up in jail for some crime. He called his mother. He said, "Mama, I need some money, badly." Mother mailed him a Bible. She said, "Son, pray and read your Bible." He was ticked off. He got on the phone. He said, "Mom, I asked you for some money. You sent me the Bible. I don't, come on, Mom. Come on, I need something practical right now." She said, "Son, all I can tell you is pray and read your Bible." Finally got out after a year, went back home, hardly wanted to speak to his mother. "So, Mom, I needed you. I called on you. I told you I needed some money, and you sent me a Bible. I know we raised in church and all that, but right now I needed something practical, and you did not meet my need." She said, "Son, did you pray and read your Bible?" She said, "Yeah, I prayed and read my Bible, but I needed some money." She said, "Where's your Bible?" At the front of all 66 books was a $100 bill. He ain't read nothing. He had a Bible, but he didn't use the Bible, so he didn't get the value that was inside of the Bible. You may have a Bible, but the question is, did you get the value inside of the Bible? Because you took time to be with the Word of God and with the living Christ operating within your soul.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.